everybody. Welcome to Oh My Fandom with your ghost host, Grace. So this is my first time attempting a podcast, so I apologize if it's not a normal setup. Basically, what my goal is with this is to have fun discussions with other crazy, nerdy people. And of course, today's topic is not extremely nerdy. I mean, I guess depending on how you look at it. If you were a middle school in the early 2000s, then this might be a nerdy thing. But honestly, sparkling vampires are not the nerdiest of things. But today's topic is my love-hate relationship with the Twilight series. So, for those of you who don't know me, I love a wide, wide variety of topics, ranging from sci-fi to supernatural type stuff, to Greek mythology, to Star Wars, to Lord of the Rings. I'm sure if Game of Thrones wasn't essentially softcore porn, I would adore it. When I was first really getting into more like media type stuff, Twilight was one of those things where I wasn't actually allowed to read or watch it, but I was so intrigued that everyone else was like into it, and I couldn't understand why. And still to this day, I don't really know why. As much as I love Twilight, I also despise it. And I'm sure a lot of you know what I mean. So today I figured it would be fun to kind of talk a little bit about just certain topics that we all are thinking, but we never actually say out loud. And I think this is probably going to be what this podcast is going to revolve around. It's just those questions where you're like, yeah, I've thought that a few times. Why did I never ask about it? So I actually asked my D&D group and some of my Facebook friends and Snapchat friends, one of which actually called me asking, Grace, why are you asking questions about Twilight? Are you okay? She actually thought I was having a mental breakdown, which I think is appropriate and absolutely hysterical. So I have a couple questions here that I've written down on my laptop as I'm sitting in a dark room at almost midnight on a Saturday night when I probably, according to my almost 22-year-old age, out partying or doing drugs or something. But no, I'm talking about Twilight on a podcast, so that's great. So my first question comes from my biffle for life that I've known for literally freaking forever, Gabby, and her question, and mind you, she doesn't like Twilight, so I'm opening this discussion up to both love and hate comments, stupid questions, just, you know, random things, you know, whatever. Her question was, why do you think Bella and Edward were the main characters instead of much more interesting background characters like Alice or Jasper? And meanwhile, she actually said Casper. His name is Jasper, folks. Jasper with a J. Love him. So my theory on this is that Bella and Edward are what started, and I know when I'm writing, a lot of my background characters have way, way deeper backstories than my main characters. Because in my, at least in the way I write, I come up with a character and I instantly, like, I know who they are, why they are, but I can't always get it out. And I feel like sometimes when you're writing a book or writing a story, you get so caught up in the little things that the main things kind of just don't develop. Like, for instance, I have a story right now that I'm writing, and I'm so enwrapped in this one character, but she has nothing to do with, like, the main storyline of my book. And her little quirk is just, like, she takes care of spiders in this, like, little Narnia-type world. And she's like, well, someone's got to do it. And I think it's hilarious. So I think it's just because she put so much effort into the backstories of, like, the other Cullens. Like, I don't know if you've ever heard Rosalie's backstory, where, I mean, I was crying when I heard her backstory, because little known fact, I actually listened to the audiobooks first because I thought I was a clever little shit, and I wasn't allowed to read the books or watch the movies, so I listened to the audiobook. My greatest rebellion in middle school, if you ask me. But yeah, Rosalie's backstory goes into her fiancé's bachelor party, essentially raping her and leaving her for dead. And then when she comes back as a vampire, she finds him in her wedding dress and slaughters him without spilling a drop of blood. And that is amazing and extremely badass. But yeah, I think she just got wrapped up in making the rest of the story, I mean, not really make sense, because Twilight doesn't really make sense a lot. But yeah, I think that's my my little answer there. This next question comes from one of Gabby's good friends, Ellie. Hello, I hear you're a fan. I don't know why, but I appreciate it. and it is a true or false. Did Jacob fall in love with Renesmee when she was still in the womb? And are they soulmates? So, this, I don't really know, to be honest. As far as I could understand, because I actually watched that part of the movie the other day with my mom, believe it or not. And she was asking me kind of the same thing, like, why is this happening? And I think what it is, at least from what I understood, was the part of Bella that Jacob loved was, like, destined to become Renesmee, I think. Again, Twilight doesn't really make sense. So I think that's why I have this, like, love-hate relationship with it. Because I'm like, I want to love it, but it just doesn't make any sense. You feel me? So, next question is, why weren't the citizens of Forks more concerned about the apparent incest in the Cullen family? Well, the story behind the Cullens in their kind of backstory wasn't actually that they were all related. So I think maybe that's why it was kind of under the assumption that they were all adopted. So it wasn't truly incest, I think. after watching a couple episodes, and not by a couple episodes, I mean a couple seasons of The Fosters, it begs the question, are adopted siblings still okay to date? I will open up this question for discussion because I'm honestly very curious to get someone else's opinion on this. Let's see. Would Edward win with an all-out death match between the great classic vampires and him? I mean, here's the thing. Edward is extremely powerful. He can also read minds. So the fact that he can read minds, he can kind of assume your moves. And if you're threatening Bella and or his daughter, he's actually more vicious than he seems, believe it or not. I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. If it's in the daylight, I think Edward would win just for the sheer fact of he can't actually burn up in sunlight. The other vampires can. If it's in the nighttime, it depends if it's just him or if it's his entire clan. Because if you have seen the ending or the alternate ending, the alternate ending of Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2, many people die in that battle. However, they still end up winning and killing Aro. So, I don't want to say. You know, I'm Team Jacob, but I still love Edward. I don't know. You guys tell me. You know, just because he sparkles does not mean he is not fierce. Because, I mean, girl, he is fierce. You better work, Edward Cullen. Oh, my God. Okay, so next question is from Gabby again. Meanwhile, she doesn't really know a whole lot about the series, from my understanding. But she asks, Edward seems to know a lot about how heroin works. Do you think Edward did drugs back in the day? And if so, what do you think his trips were about? Well, I can actually say I don't think he did drugs, actually. I actually pulled up his backstory because I know he was in a war of some kind, but I couldn't remember the full backstory. Let's see. I actually have it pulled up here, because I am a nerd, and I know every fandom Wikipedia out there. So, let's see here. He joined the army in World War I. He reminisced in something. He loved his mom. His dad was a lawyer, and that's how he's incredibly talented at the piano, because his daddy could pay for lessons. Let's see. His father died the first wave of influenza. Edward's mother later contracted Spanish influenza. Lovely. Gotta love the Spaniards. Carlisle took care of them. He did his best to save Edward because he got sick as well. And I guess Carlisle promised Edward's mom that he would do everything in his power to save him. So, shortly after Edward's mom, Elizabeth, dies, Carlisle essentially changed him. There is nothing about drugs. So, I don't think he did drugs. He was like a higher class, like, musical nerd, essentially, which I think is great. He also was turned when he was 17. So, yeah. Yeah, I don't think he did drugs, but if he did, I feel like he would be that kind to, like, sit in the corner and just be like, oh my God, guys, I just want to love someone, you know? I want to love. I want to love, guys. Oh, oh my goodness. What am I doing right now? It's literally midnight, and I'm debating if Edward Cullen did drugs before he was a vampire. What is my life? Alrighty. Let's see. What is our timestamp looking like? Alrighty. It is not telling me, because I'm using GarageBand and it goes by bars. I'm supposed to be recording music on this. Nope, not doing that. And so, I still want to talk a little bit because, I mean, it's Twilight. Come on, guys. We gotta bring up the discussion again. And so my brother actually sent me a whole BuzzFeed list of 82 unanswered questions about the Twilight saga. Now, I'm not going to go through all of them, but I want to go through a few because I was just, like, looking through them. And I was just chuckling. And I feel like, I don't know, if you guys are anything like me, I think you guys will quite enjoy it. And the first question on this list comes from the first movie. And the number one question is, who let Jacob leave the house with that hair? Girl. This is literally a question I've asked myself since I saw the first movie, like when it came out. I'm like, bro, no. And like, meanwhile, I had only, up until this point, I had only seen Taylor Lautner in The Adventures of Sharkboy and Lavagirl. So to see him like come out in this long, awful, awful wig, I'm like, oh my God, is he okay? Is he actually okay? But I don't know. Who let Jacob out with that hair? That's what I want to know. Like, did his dad just be like, yeah, this is great. His hair is majestic. No, his hair is not majestic. You know whose hair is majestic? It's Boo Boo Stewart. His hair is amazing. And his hair is real. Granted, he didn't have it when he was in the Twilight movies. And for those of you who don't know, Boo Boo Stewart played Seth Clearwater in the Wolf Pack in the Twilight movies. And I actually got the chance to meet him. He did a little short film involved with the church I was going to at the time. And they had like a meet and greet. I don't know. It was so weird. I'm like, wait, Boo Boo Stewart's going to be at my church? Okay, I guess I'm going to church tonight. So I got to meet him. Super sweet. I got to touch his hair. Oh my God. I was so close to being like, dude, what conditioner do you use? Like, are you one of those people who uses like the horse shampoo? Or like, is that Pantene? Is that Suave? Girl, is that Suave? I gotta know. But yeah, if Jacob's hair would have been like Boo Boo Stewart's hair is now, I mean, I would have been all over that personally. Like, I am about that. But yeah, that wig, as far as I know, that wig was burned as soon as Jacob got his new haircut, if you will. Let's see. What's another great question? Oh, this one's good. When Edward calls Bella his own personal brand of heroin, going back to the topic of drugs, this is a great podcast. Is that supposed to be a compliment? Well, I wouldn't take that as a compliment. I would have found that completely creepy. Now, meanwhile, I've had like 3 stalkers. But that's for another podcast. But yeah, I've had like 3 stalkers. So if someone came up to me and be like, hey, you know, you're so pretty. Your scent, right? Your scent. It's like my own personal brand of heroin. I would freak the F out. Like, bro, no. Stop. That's gross. Stop it. I swear to God, Edward, stop right now. Stop it. Yeah, I would not take that as a compliment personally, but you know, that's me. Is spider monkey really a term of endearment? I don't think it was meant that way. I think it was one of those things like, you know, you're trying to be cool and you're just like, hang on to that spider monkey. Oh my God. Yeah, definitely not a term of endearment. I didn't take it that way, but okay. Let's see. Ooh, here's a good one. How do all vampire heads pop off so easily? are they all that fragile? Well, here's the thing. Vampires are extremely strong. So it's not that they pop off easily. But there are actually some vampires who can't, they have a greater strength than other vampires. So, what's it? Like, Emmett, for example, his, like, vampire strength, along with the normal super strength and normal super speed, is super strength, like, excessive amounts of super strength. Like, he's, like, the Hulk of vampires, but he's, like, extremely sweet and really hot, you know? and Bella, along with her shield trait, is also extremely strong. I don't know if that, like, goes down, but when she is a newborn, newborns do have stronger strength because they are new and, you know, they don't rein in their power at all because they're reckless and all that jazz. But, yeah, they're not fragile, but when you got someone with, like, freaking super strength, like, they're still dead. Like, okay, so for instance, like, their skin is pretty much invincible to every, like, normal thing. Like, if they were to try and get stabbed, that knife wouldn't do anything. But if another vampire tries to bite into them, it breaks through. So that's why, like, when Renesmee was being born, they couldn't use a scalpel to get Bella's stomach open. Edward had to actually bite into her stomach. Oh my god, that's gross. But yes, because vampire teeth are the only thing that's going to be strong enough to get through that layer of, like, vampiric skin BS. Let's see. I think I'm going to do one more thing from this list. Let's see. I'm gonna make sure it's a good one. Oh, I think this is absolutely perfect. And this is number 31 on the list. But seriously, when was the last time Jacob wore a shirt? I don't think Jacob Black knows what a shirt is, to which I say, thank God. on that note, I think this is a good place to end. So, I don't really know how to end a podcast, but, you know, share, I guess. I could do the YouTube thing, you know, comment, like, share, subscribe to my channel. Don't forget to hit that notification bell. As of right now, I don't actually know where I'm posting this. So, if you like it, you know, do share. I'm probably going to post it on Tumblr because, you know, where else would this type of discussion actually thrive other than Tumblr? Yeah, if you guys have any other discussion topics in relation to just fandoms in general, it doesn't have to be, you know, just Twilight, because, I mean, I know it's the ultimate fandom, but, yeah, I will just about talk about any fandom that I'm interested in. So, if you have an idea, you know, shoot me a message, slide into my DMs, and, you know, I will take it into suggestion. have a great Saturday night, Sunday morning. Happy Easter, everybody. May God bless you and me and all of our sinner souls. Have a good night, guys. Bye-bye.